Bros.
Football.
Bros.
Touchdown!
Hello, it's football season.
Fantasy football.
Give me a hell yeah!
This is fantasy.
Can white guys use the term fam?
Oh, yes! Let's do it! What's up, world? I'm Keith Irizarry. I'm a fantasy football expert for CBS Sports Network on Tops, NBC Sports Radio. And if you know the name of the show, it's Fantasy Football. So our Fantasy Football team, Alex Hardy, John Salas, what's up, guys?
What up, fam? How you doing? Keith Irizarry. John, what's going on?
My bros, what's up?
As you can tell, next 5 minutes, we're going to make you dumber. But you're going to become a better fantasy football player. Means more moolah, more money for you. Going to tell you who gives you the best shot of winning week two.
Show me the money.
But first, got to talk about last night's game, which was not a money game at all. Sorry, I guess if you had the kickers, you were happy?
Well, that wasn't me, so no.
Five field goals.
Oh, my goodness. Five field goals. You want to roll some highlights? Do we have those?
Hey, this one time Deshaun Watson ran the football, this is what it sounded like.
Watson cruising to the 30.
Then he did this.
Touchdown.
Wow.
Yeah. Touchdown. Deshaun Watson.
He did it, man.
John, I want to go to you first. The worst part of Andy Dalton is what? I'll give you three options. His game, his hair, or his silicone wedding band.
Silicone wedding band. Get that off. Play some football. Just, you know, let the ball just go right off the fingers. The band, just not really doing it
for me. Bro, we know you're married.
What athlete needs to play sports with a wedding band on? I'm an athlete, or a fake one. I don't wear my wedding band when I'm playing sports.
Who's sliding into Andy Dalton's DMs? But I digress, because there's a fourth option that you ignored, Keith. The part that I hate about Andy Dalton the most, this is from an earlier game this year. This is how Andy Dalton gets his team prepared.
Hey, it's week one now. First chance to show who we are. Let's play smart, let's play fast, let's play physical. That's what they always preach.
Hey, remember what the Bengals did last night?
Playmakers on three. One, two, three.
Sometimes when you preach, you don't actually listen, and apparently they did not. AJ Green is one of the best wide receivers in all of football. But now we're at a point. Are we selling low, or are we trying to wait on him?
Hold it. You stay with your blue chips, right, Keith?
I'm not going anywhere with AJ Green. He's going to break out of this. Because think about it. Even on a bad day, he's going to get you 9 or 10 points. And at some point, he's going to break out and get you 17 to 20 points.
Why sell now? You've got at Green Bay week 3. But then after that, you're looking at Cleveland, Buffalo. Come week 8, you're talking the Indianapolis Colts. This will be fine.
Get rid of him while you can.
What?
Really?
No Bengals, no Texans. Just stay clear. They're in a quarterback debacle. Andy Dalton might not even be the starting quarterback in a couple weeks.
And if our goal is to come out here and make the red rifle look like a Red Ryder BB gun.
That BB gun ain't coming out anytime soon.
All right, let's indulge John a little further, right? This is the part where he takes us home.
You gotta get down on Friday, and you know it's 48 hours past the waiver Wednesday. So if you slept on those week one studs, there's some other studs who are still sleeping in there for you. Sam Bradford, MRI. I'm looking for big game Case Keenum to get these available snaps. Since he is the real MVP of LA, if he can beat Seattle, he can beat anyone, and he will go in and beat Pittsburgh this weekend. Big game Case Keenum. Keith, don't even start.
Keith, please, don't even start. We'll just let John Gruden acknowledge this one.
All right, then.
Keith, you're our fantasy football expert. Who you got on the waiver wire?
One of the guys I'm real intrigued by this week is Marlon Mack, only owned in 15% of Yahoo leagues. Look at what he did last week. Obviously, the Colts stink. We know that, and Arizona's got a good defense.
Some of my sister's favorite books growing up, and I also enjoyed reading them.
Andrew, I get it. You're not playing. It's going to be Jacoby Brissett, who I don't like as a starting quarterback. But Mack only had two less snaps than Frank Gore. Marlon Mack is going to be their guy. Ended up getting you between 10 and 11 points this week. After Marlon Mack, how about J.J. Nelson? About 8 to 10% ownership right now. John Brown, done for this week. Nelson has a buttery good matchup against the Colts.
The last thing we want to do is rely on John. So, hey, man, I got to go, Keith.
I got the keys.
Come Monday, Keith, what are we talking about?
I'm going to be talking about Kareem Hunt, still the number one running back in all of fantasy football. You saw him score, what, like 40-something points in week number one. He's catching the ball. He's running the ball. Now, listen, he's not going to be playing against a porous New England defense.
You said what?
Yeah, exactly. The Eagles struggled in week one against Chris Thompson. They're similar players, except Hunt is better. Kareem Hunt, 100 yards on the ground, another touchdown, probably another 40 yards in the air. Boom.
Wow. Let me describe the Patriots' backfield in week one against those Kansas City Chiefs.
I don't think that's very good.
Yeah, you said it, Bill. Say it again.
I don't think that's very good.
Forget Mike Gillisley.
Gillis Yee, to be exact, after last week's performance.
Right, but that was last week, John. So let's talk about who the New England running back to own for the rest of the season is. Let's talk about the Super Bowl MVP runner-up, James White. In the week one snaps alone, he doubled the output from Mike Gillisley.
Gillis Yee.
James White, owned in 50% of Yahoo leagues. I guess we'll give him the credence. John.
Thank you. The guy that you all need to own, who I even own, is the man, Derek Carr, up in the Bay Area. He's playing a middle school team, probably the team that's down the street from the Coliseum. If he's not putting up Mike Trout MVP numbers this weekend, I don't know. I probably won't come here on Monday, but I'm expecting Derek Carr just to put up unreal numbers, and he's probably going to lead me to beat Keith in this week's fantasy.
You guys are squaring off, huh, Keith?
Oh, it's over.
Yeah, I would think that's going to be something we're going to be talking about on Monday, the head-to-head matchup between Keith, the best, John, the worst.
And John, the balding beauty. Let's just keep it there.
Who's the better baldy?
Let's be. Oh, come on.
No.
Let's cover that Monday. And why don't you take us out of here, Keith?
I am bald. I am beautiful. John is not. Alex is really tall. That's it. Fantasy football.
We made it, fam.
Episode one.